Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. One of the most common ways that we use the verb let is used to describe how much rain or snow is falling. You do not have to have perfect drought conditions in order to be outside, but if rain lets up just a bit, that is a good thing, so that we are not getting too soggy. You may want to wait to see if the rain lets up a bit before going out. Maybe if you wait a few minutes, the rain lets up, and you will be able to make it to the bus or train without getting too wet. It has been pouring all day, with forecasts saying that rain is not going to stop until tomorrow. Many do not think that protests in Hong Kong will stop until there is some sort of inquiry into police handling of demonstrators. The criticism is not nearly as strong as a few months ago. It is starting to ease, although not completely. Even as the summer ends, usually the cruelest part of a year, there has been no letting up. She said waves of ships typically stall during the fall and winter months, but there has been no let-up this year. That O'Neill guy is not going to quit now. Neil is getting his teeth into his work. Neil spent all night wailing on his job. He was not going to let up. Many of the state's Republicans scrambled to defend candidate Ryan Kelly after his arrest. After being arrested, candidate Ryan Kelly has been flying around appearing on conservative media outlets, including an appearance on Fox News' Tucker Carlson show earlier this week. It could hinge in part on whether conservative media continues to elevate the case of candidate Ryan Kelly, or moves on to a different topic. A recent state poll, taken completely after the news of Kelly's arrest, actually showed him ahead. Both Craig and challenger Ryan Kelly vowed to keep running. The former police chief running a long-shot write-in primary campaign, and the recently charged Kelly insisting that he would be cleared, even saying that he expected to see an uptick in support. A joint interview of Craig and another disqualified candidate, Perry Johnson, on Detroit Politics program Let It Rip last week hinted at just how tough the race would now be for Craig. "We can safely assume former President Donald Trump's behavior is being investigated, and the 2020 coup, rather than the January 6 violence alone, is under investigation. Consequently, former President Donald Trump's or the grand jury's subpoenas for evidence would be unknown, as would even the identities of all witnesses." Attorney General Merrick Garland has openly confirmed that he will pursue facts wherever they lead, including as far as former President Donald Trump's inner circle, and to Trump himself. If evidence obtained from them already provides enough evidence to use against Trump, then Attorney General Merrick Garland might not need their cooperation. There would not be a moment of restraint in the efforts to track and punish each dishonest person. "We cannot afford any lull in the efforts to compete against other, more successful firms. Ukraine would provide a barrier from behind which the West could correct its egregious negligence in military strength over the last decade. If Ukraine is successful, the Ukrainian example will serve as at least partial deterrence against further adventures by Russia, and possibly China. As Russia attempts to recover an initiative that it has lost to a large extent, it might be forced, at this point, to scale back its objectives. For some period of time, then, keeping Russia weak, internally divided, and militarily incapable will serve Western interests. Russia will need to rely on untrained reserves of troops and weapons rotting in storage. Russia's new strategy, which is likely not working, too. For Western powers to agree, much less support, anything less than what Ukrainians are prepared to accept as inconceivable, even as an interim solution. The U.S. is not going to march on Moscow, but it would behoove the U.S. to send the message to the Russian security elites that they do not have a future with Putin at the helm. This is a Putin war, and this would be Putin's humiliation. No one on Russia's neighbors would be safe while he is in charge." In both cases, today's verb phrase has a stop meaning. We may reference these phrase patterns to construct sentences when looking up example sentences using stop, or reference the contexts using the stop word from English Dictionary. In each class transcript, we choose around 100 tricky words, phrases, and expressions to translate. Or are you getting here most? Participants used translations while listening to that lesson and reading along. Remember, if you are using a translation from our website on our website, you all want to join our email list so we can inform you of any changes coming on the website. When you encounter a word that you do not understand, there is no need to hit pause to find out what it means. Hover lets you discover the meaning of highlighted words without having to hit pause in your audio.
This has been Podka. Episode 80. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.